Hey.
Yeah.
All right. For some odd reason, I wasn't able to get it on the phone.
Huh.
It was saying something about, like, oh, well, you, like, it wasn't even going to the app or anything. It was just going straight to, like, the actual website.
Oh, wow.
What the? I was like, well, then I was like, fuck it. I was like, why the fuck did I even get the app?
Yeah, that's weird.
So I had literally had to get on my computer for this.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm deleting it. I'm deleting that anchor off my fucking thing. Because I was like, yeah, might as well just fucking use the computer for it.
Yeah, that's weird. So here we are, finally coming up with a new episode for everybody after so long. The director, producer, Joshua and I are here along with my podcasting partner, Hyder Bailey.
Yes.
So Hyder wanted to, he had a talk with me. He wanted to go into bringing up some, things about ghost hunting. And, you know, I remember you was telling me about that, and I was like, you know, sure, why not? You know, it's an interesting subject. I know we talked about it before in the past on one of our old episodes.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we talk about the ghost hunting, I mean, I do talk enough about sports during the week. I really don't need to keep on talking about, you know, that. I like to get into something, you know, different, and we've talked about it. I mean, we've done the ghost hunting thing.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in quite a while.
Yeah, it's been too long. I remember, I remember I was looking at some of the Matrix on, like the spikes and stuff, as far as like, you know, the episodes that we had made and everything on, you know, previous compared to the paranormal type stuff. And I noticed there was a big increase when it comes to like the paranormal ghost hunting subjects compared to, you know, some of the other stuff we talked about. And I was actually thinking about that. I was like, you know, that would be interesting to get more into detail, you know, start a new, you know, like, new episode talking about different things when it comes to the ghost hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you brought that up to me the other day, you know, on Facebook Messenger. I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really been, out to, I don't even think, like, of course, I've been down towards, you know, Weaver Pike and stuff, but I haven't really been all the way down towards Weaver Cemetery in such a long time. It's been, oh God, quite a while. I don't even, like, I've been by East Hill maybe like one time.
Oh wow.
But I mean, other than that, it's just like I haven't really been. I know some friends have been wanting to go ghost hunting, and they know that I've ghost hunted and stuff. And at the time, I mean, it was just like, well, I'm not really interested in that.
Oh yeah. Well, if there's any, you know, introductions you'd like to start with, since you know it was your idea to want to actually talk about, you know, the ghost hunting, you can go ahead and get it started there.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, I like to talk about, you know, our past experiences and stuff like that. Maybe like go into a little bit of, you know, how we got, like, you know, how we got started with our little group that we had.
Yeah.
I can just remember that first day that you brought, like, you called me up. I never even expected it. And you brought it up to me, and I was like, yeah. I was like, we'll do it. I was ready to go for it.
Oh, yeah?
I just wasn't ready to be, like, you know, as we went on with everything, I wasn't ready for being possessed and being thrown over vehicles.
Yeah.
My spirits, I wasn't ready for that.
true. Yeah, I remember the first time when I say it was about three or four months after I first met David. Just working up there at the old Burger King on West State, which is no longer there anymore. But I remember at the time we was, you know, I had just got to know him and stuff. You know, he was like probably one of the first employees there that actually come up to me and start talking to me. Like everybody else was just like, whatever, you know, they didn't even speak to me or anything. And David come up to me and, you know, he started talking to me and stuff like that, you know, asked me what was my name and stuff. And, you know, I was like, you know, I'm Josh. And he's like, hey, Josh, nice to meet you. My name's David. And, you know, we become good friends then. And then over the couple of weeks or so since we have been friends, you know, we went to work and stuff, you know, talked and everything like that. And he asked me, you know, things about, you know, do I believe in ghosts? Stuff like that. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, he asked me where, you know, do I have a faith, you know, a religion? I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know, I went to church and everything growing up as a kid. I was like, you know, I do believe in, you know, the paranormal, supernatural type stuff. I was like, you know, I do believe in ghosts and everything. I was like, you know, I've never actually been ghost hunting before, but I was like, you know, I had studied a lot on paranormal for a long time. So I was like, you know, anything when it comes to demons, spirits, ghosts, anything like that. I was like, you know, I've always been fascinated deep into that. And that's when he you know, brought to me that, you know, he used to be, you know, with a ghost hunting team like years and years ago and everything. And he was like, how would you like to start up a ghost hunting team with me? I'm like, sure, why not? You know, he was like, you know, if you know anybody, he was like, you can, you know, get a hold of them and let them know about, you know, starting up a ghost hunting team. And I was like, sure, man, that's fine. And he was like, how would you like to be a co-founder with me? I'm like, sure, that's fine. And then, remember, I won't forget it. It's like the next days when I called you up and was telling you all about it. And he was like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah. That was just like a thing, like out of the blue, kind of like we were talking and you said, hey, and I said, hey, and then didn't even say like, you know, what I was doing or anything. You just said, hey, you want to join this ghost hunting team?
Yeah.
Ghost kid to the point. I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. She was probably thinking, okay, that motherfucker wasn't asking me how was my day. He was just wanting to ask me if I wanted to just like join a, you know, a ghost hunting team. It's like he was just wanting to get straight to the point.
Exactly. I think you're probably just so excited about it. Probably that's probably one of the reasons.
Oh yeah. Then I remember after I asked you that, which I think I still had you on the phone at the time. I put you on speaker and let you speak with David, and you know, David was telling you everything about it and stuff. And I think he's like, yeah, man, I want to get this thing started. And I can't remember what all, you know, it's been so many years ago, I can't remember what all he said to you, but
I can't either. Like, I know that he introduced himself and everything, and I talked to him, and then I can't even remember the first place we went to. Was it Kingsport or was it Waivers?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to think here a minute. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think the very first place we went to was the Sensiball Tunnel.
I'm thinking it was too, because
yeah, because he threw me in there. I remember he threw me in there. He well, not literally threw me in there, but yeah. He's like, okay. He was like, you know, I'm gonna do a initiation for you and then Hodder. I was like, okay, what's up? He was like, okay, I'm gonna give you a flashlight. He's like, you got your audio recorder. He was like, I want you to go inside that tunnel there and you know, walk halfway through there, and you know, he was like, when you get halfway through there, just stand there and just, you know, listen to the silence. And he was like, you know, just ask some questions, you know, about presence being here and there, whatnot.
Yeah, that was pretty, that was just that was interesting doing that.
Oh yeah, because I remember, like, I won't forget it to this very day. I was like, you know, I got halfway through there, and you know, I did what he asked me to do and stuff, and you know, I stood there for a good 10 or 15 minutes or so, and it was kind of like, you know, I guess the surrounding area was kind of like hard to really hear much anything, you know, especially on, you know, on the audio recorders. But I do remember I heard like one or two small things in my right or left ear. I don't know if it was like a whispering or somebody was actually talking, you know, trying to like talk to me. But like when I, you know, I asked some questions and I got an answer, but it, you know, later on I did notice that it didn't pick it up, you know, on audio because of the string that was running through there. But I do remember when I was walking out where it's like I could feel somebody that was, you know, trying to follow me.
Yeah, I can't, like, I know that we didn't really get much because of the stream and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think if we ever got the ghost hunting thing back up, I think that we wouldn't have to worry about getting any kind of audio equipment. We could just use our phones now.
Yeah, true. But I won't forget it. Like that time I had went through there and, you know, out, I think it was a day or two after, all three of us went up to there and he had you to do the same thing. And he was like, Josh, did you do the same thing that Dave was asking me to do? I'm like, yeah. I was like, it's not bad at all. And I remember you was walking up to there and you stood in there for a while. It seemed like 15 or 20 minutes that you stood in there. I'm not sure exactly how long you was in there, but like, I know you was in there a little bit longer than me. And like I remember when you come out, you was hauling ass. I don't know what you seen in there or something, but
I think I can't remember exactly what I seen, but it was something that kind of freaked me out. But I mean, it never, no, nobody ever said anything either.
Huh.
I mean, my earliest memories of, I know that like my earliest memory of the ghost hunting thing is whenever, this was one of the times that I don't think you went with us, and I was staying over there at David's when he lived over on can't think of that street, you know where I'm talking about though. The first apartment that he lived in whenever we first met him.
Oh, you're talking about over there on... Shoot, I know what you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about. I can't remember what street it was on.
Yeah.
But in that apartment. And, I mean, I probably had just turned... I don't even think I was 21 yet. I really don't think I was. I think I was probably still 20 years old. So I stayed young.
Yeah.
And David, you know, he's late. Like, how much older is David come to you?
Because
you're about 2 years older than me.
Yeah, he's 2 years older than I am.
Okay, so he's 4 years older than me. So, I mean, he should have known, you know, better than what I did. I just remember him taking that Ouija board over to Weaver Cemetery. Oh my God. That was probably the worst thing ever that probably we could have done. That's one thing I do remember.
Yeah, I remember you was telling me a little bit about it there a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, I mean, the funny thing was, and I've told this story because, like, somebody, one of my friends wanted to get an Ouija board. And I told them, I was like, well, if you get an Ouija board, I was like, I will not be around you whatsoever. And, but I literally told, David called me up and he said, hey, he's like, I got an idea. You stay with me tonight he's like, we'll go out and we'll have this. He's like, we'll do this Ouija board thing. And I was like, okay, that's fine. We'll take it to the cemetery. He's like, we'll take it to the cemetery. He's like, we'll see what we get. Okay, that's fine. And literally, we go and get, like, we take the Ouija board over to the cemetery. I didn't think nothing else of it. I don't think he did either. I really don't think. I don't think he thought it would be as bad as what it was. But we literally take that Ouija board over there, and some crazy shit starts happening. Like, as soon as, like, he starts doing whatever kind of stuff that he was doing with the Ouija board, stuff starts happening. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, we start hearing stuff. We start seeing some stuff. It's going crazy. And I literally, like, I'm like, yeah, we need to go. And he's like, yeah, I think he's like, I kind of think we should. And all of a sudden, like, he is like, did you grab the Ouija board? I was like, no, we left. I was like, we're leaving it. And got back to his apartment. And all of a sudden, the Ouija board was still, like, it was back to where it was. Like, it was in the closet in that spare bedroom. And I told David, I was like, oh, buddy, I was like, I'm not going to stay in that room. I was like, you're scooting over. I'm sleeping in your bed with you.
Wow.
I was like, I ain't trying to be gay or anything, but I was like, I'm sleeping in the same bed with you, buddy. I was like, I'm not going in there with that thing in there.
Oh, wow. So you mean to tell me y'all was at the cemetery and...
With the Ouija board.
You left it there at the cemetery and when y'all got back... Left it there, and then when you got back, it was
right back where it was.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Would you sleep in that room too?
No, I wouldn't either. I don't blame you. Especially if y'all had went... Especially if you was at the Weaver... Over there at the Weaver Cemetery, and y'all did a... I guess what you would call a little seance thing with the experiment with the board. And, you know, things started happening. And you know that y'all left it there. In the cemetery.
We didn't bring it back, because David never brought it back.
And then especially y'all get back home, and it's right there inside the closet. Yeah, I'd be freaked out too.
Yeah, especially in the room that I'm staying in.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I remember, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember when we went on a investigation up there one time. I remember David was talking about wanting to do that, and he tried to get a hold of me. A couple of days later, he tried to get a hold of me because he was wanting to set it up and do it. And I think I had to work that day. Can't remember where I was working at, but I remember telling him because he called me up and, you know, I was talking to him and I was like, man, I got to work tonight. And, you know, he was talking about going up there, and I was like, well, I was like, you know, it's like, y'all just be careful, especially, you know, if you wanted to mess with the, you know, in a Ouija board, there's a lot of bad things. Like, nothing good ever comes out of those things.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I never really said anything, you know. Do what?
Oh, you're fine, man. Because he was actually asking me because, you know, he knew that, you know, I, you know, studied a lot about different things, supernatural, you know, Ouija boards, you know. He was actually asking my opinion about those. He's like, what do you think about them? Like, you know, the phone, he's like, what do you think about them? I'm like, well, David, I was like, part of my research, you know, also involves Ouija boards. I was like, just take extra caution if you ever, you know, use one, even for the scientific standpoint of it, you know, to find out something. I'm like, you'll find something, but it's nothing good that you'll want. I was like, you know, just be extra careful when you go to use one. I was like, you know, take extra caution. Y'all go up there and do that. So, and then I do remember a couple of days later, he wanted to meet me. You know, he didn't want to tell me over the phone he wanted to meet me. He was like, he was, and I think we all met somewhere, you know, all three of us, and y'all was actually talking about it, about the time when y'all went up there and stuff. And because I remember, you know, he started talking, and the next thing I know, you started talking more about it and everything, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was just,
And then I do remember saying, I was like, it's a good thing y'all left, because chances are y'all probably tried to open up something, not meaning to actually open up a portal, but I was like, chances are y'all probably brought, you know, a demonic force out of, you know, of the board, you know, especially if you was seeing stuff and hearing things. It's just from, you know, things I've read about, you know, even to this very day, you know, I occasionally do a little bit more research and stuff about, you know, pertaining to those. It's been a while since I even, you know, read up about them. It's like, you know, like curiosity, you know, it always gets people in trouble, you know, the curiosity. And it's like, nothing ever good comes out of those boards. It's always something demonic. Like, some people will think that, you know, they're trying to communicate with their loved ones that's passed away, and, you know, all reality, it's a demon that they're contacting.
Right. Yeah, I know that. It's like, I mean, I really truly believe that there was some, like, there's been all kinds of stuff there, over there at that cemetery.
Oh yeah, I agree with you.
We found out that firsthand, especially that 4th of July when we went, all three of us did. And
oh yeah, I remember.
I don't know whose idea it was, but to get one of those smoke bombs.
I think it was David's idea on that.
But whatever it was, something started forming in it, and I was like, yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Is it literally like, it looked like it had red eyes?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god, it was like, oh.
Especially another time when we went up there, when he wanted us to spread out. Me and you was going towards the new part of the cemetery, and he went up further up towards the old end of the cemetery, and we both, or not both of us, but all three of us, we heard the exact same thing all at the same time. It sounded like a banshee screaming.
Yeah, I do remember it a little bit, but like, I just remember like just the eyes.
Oh yeah.
Felt like sometimes, like, some of the stuff had been moved. I don't know about you, but like, it always felt like that. Like, if you go one day, it'd be like moved, and then you go the next day, and then it's like moved. It's like in one spot one day, and then it's moved the next day.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. Like, every time we'd go up there, it was like, it was always a different atmosphere and everything. Like, one of the stones wasn't in the same place as it was the previous night.
Yeah, that was just
or even you know, another time when we went to the East Hill Cemetery.
Yeah,
that time where we presented some evidence to Bud Phillips when he was still living.
Yeah, I do remember that. We went over to I think it was Mr. Pruner's.
Yeah.
And Bud Phillips had actually talked to us about it. He did say that we could keep going over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about now, but...
Yeah, especially like some of the audio that we went over with him. Like, I found it interesting, especially on one of those where you could literally hear a guitar string playing. It was just, you know, it sounded like it was like a plucking sound.
Yeah, it felt like when we started going over there, I thought that was a little bit interesting.
Oh yeah, especially the time I did a little bit more research about that cemetery and found out that the, which I guess it would also make sense because like near the, I think it was the north side up there near close to where the, some of the soldiers was buried at.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would also make sense. I remember doing a little bit of research, you know, about that cemetery and did find out that there was reports of slaves buried in there in that one area over near the bushes where, you know, there was pretty much like unmarked graves.
Yeah.
Which that, I guess that validated my research because I do remember a while back when we went out there and, you know, Mel had got attacked, my ex-wife.
Well, I mean, there was like, I mean, there was graves with no names on there over near like the bottom part. It was like, well, it's on the side technically, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I just haven't been up over that way in such a long time. And I thought about the longest time I thought about going over by there, but I just never do. And I think after we stopped ghost hunting, I think I probably went over by that way one time, but I didn't stop. Or no, I did stop. I went over there and I stopped and I just went on. And I think I've gone over to Weaver's a couple times.
Oh yeah.
We stopped. I haven't been over to Sensiball. People have been wanting me to go with them to Sensiball Tunnel, but I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, that's a good place to go, but at the same time, it's hard to really catch anything there, especially with the streams. Like that was
cool. Didn't we have one? There was one tunnel. There's another tunnel there. I can't remember what the other one's called. It's like the drive-through one.
Oh yeah, I think they called that the click tunnel.
Yes, that's what I remember. And they literally and remember David couldn't start his car.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the first time we ever tried that too.
Yeah.
Where did we go to on I was trying to think, where did we go to on that one trip? And it was me, you, Mel, and me, and David.
Let's see. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. We went up there to it was in Tazewell County, Virginia. It was at the what was the name of that place? It was like a abandoned coal mine camp.
Yes. Yeah, and Mel got possessed. I got possessed.
Yeah, that was one of the experiences that I've never experienced before in my life until that time happened.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's like, I remember when we first went up there, like we, you know, we was all, you know, in the car and then we got out. And we went around and we was walking backwards. Like we was walking out towards the road because there were some, old camps off in the woods. But I think it was either you or David noticed it and said something to me that there was a child's handprint on my windshield. And like we both, well, all of us went and looked and seen it. And like my face turned white as a ghost. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Then the time when the we went in one of the areas there and I think it was you or David said do you see those glowing red eyes? And like I went to look and I seen them and it's like I was like wow, and like it looked like it like they was coming towards us, but I wasn't like, you know, it was so dark I couldn't really hardly tell.
Yeah. It's... I wouldn't mind going back out and ghost hunt a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
But... I mean, especially now, like, you know, like, I wouldn't mind doing it during the summertime.
Yeah.
It's really not, you know, because that way it's kind of cooler.
True.
I think David brought some, I forgot who it was, but David brought somebody to, oh God, where was it that he brought him to? It was like near, it was some house in Kingsport. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, you're talking about that old abandoned building up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he came back out back with scratch marks.
Oh, yeah. That was Dylan he took up there. Yeah, because I remember it was either you or him that was telling me about it.
Yeah. I think he was telling. I think he told you, and then I think either you said something or to me, or well, I don't think me and him were talking at the time.
You may not have been, but I remember when he was talking about it because I said something to him. I was like, why don't you take you know, me and Hodder with you, you know, because we're more experienced than, you know, Dylan was. And he refused. He didn't want to take me with him, and he didn't want to take you with him. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's when I got to thinking. I'm like, well, you know, I guess the trust of these ghost hunters really did die, because, you know, two you know, ex-ghost hunters with, you know, a lot of experience doing that, and he didn't want to do that. It kind of really upset me at the time. You know, I didn't really say much to him about it, but, you know, it did really upset me, because I was like, you know, I was kind of interested in wanting to go up there and everything, because, you know, he was telling me a little bit about the history on the place, and I was like, you know, that sounds like something interesting to, you know, catch some evidence at, you know, especially a place like that. And he was like, no, you know, it's all right. He was like, I'll just take him with me. And he was like, I'll keep you updated, let you know what happened and everything. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And I think for a while after that, I didn't really talk to him much. And it's when I noticed that, you know, because I did reach out to him, and, you know, of course, I think at that time, the Trustees Ghost Hunters had already broken up, you know, stopped, you know, actually doing the hunt, you know, the investigating and stuff. But, you know, he was talking about it, and, you know, I just tried to reach out to him to see if, you know, he'd want me to go with him, check the place out. And he didn't want me to go with him, which kind of surprised me. But, you know, I guess he just didn't want me to get involved in it. So,
yeah, it's hard. I mean, I can't really remember all too much that was going on around that time, anyways.
Yeah, I can't remember where I was working at the time, but I do remember he sent me a message on Facebook and was telling me, and he wanted me to call him. So, you know, I called him, and that's when he was telling me more detail about it. He was like, yeah, there's this place up here in Kingsport that Dylan was telling me about, that I want to go up and, you know, check it out and stuff. And I was like, that's cool. You want me to go with you? And he was like, no, man, it's all right. He was like, I'll just take him and see what all happens and stuff. And
yeah, I think I took Faith over to Weaver's, and I think that we went out, got out of the car, and I heard something, and I was like, yeah, let's get back in the car. I was like, because I just didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So.
And of course, you know, being previous ghost hunters, you know, everybody that was out there in the field, you know, everybody always experienced something differently than somebody else. I guess that was also one other thing I was going to bring up about, you know, since we're on the topic about, you know, ghost hunting and stuff, like, you know, everybody, like I had noticed, you know, in the past when we was ghost hunting, like everybody that was with us and everything, they would always, you know, experience things differently than somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, ghost hunting is like, that was good while we did it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was always fun while we did it. I mean, I got tired of going out every night.
True.
Because we were going out literally every day.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember there were times out, you know, I would talk to my dad and, you know, him being a church going person, you know, at the time, you know, when he was still preaching and everything, he was like, you know, that's against God, you know, doing that. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, he's like, you're disturbing these people that's, you know, resting. He was like, you know, you're going to get a hold of something that's going to attach to you and stuff. And he was like, and, you know, I was just pretty much talking to him, and he was like, well, you know, it was like, you just be careful out there. He was like, you know, he's like, I know you believe in God and, you know, the Bible and stuff like that, but at the same time, your mind is curious about the afterlife and stuff. He was like, you know, I can't tell you what to do, but he was like, he's like, you know, you just promise me that you'll be careful when you're out there doing that. And I was like, you know, I will. And I remember there for a while when we was going out ghost hunting, we'd always, you know, say a prayer or something, but, you know, like if we go into situations where we, you know, there would be something that would be like demonic or something like that, we would always say a prayer and then go and start, you know, investigating. I remember the time when we done that.
Yeah. I mean, those were fun times, like when we went and stuff like that. I mean,
oh yeah,
but you know, I wouldn't be now. It's, you know, I wouldn't mind going, you know, at least one more time, at least maybe to one place.
Oh yeah. And then I remember there a while back, my mom was actually talking to me, and next thing I know, my stepdad Wes was talking to me, because, you know, I guess some things had been going on where they live at, and they was asking me, you know, some questions and stuff about it, and knowing that, you know, I ghost hunted for a while and stuff, they was asking me some questions and everything, and, you know, I was trying to answer them the best way that I possibly could and everything. She, you know, my mom was telling me about the things that had been going on inside their, you know, trailer, and the stuff they would hear, and, you know, sometimes they would actually see things too. And, you know, I would just pretty much just try to give them, you know, the best possible advice that I could give them and everything.
Yeah, I believe that we went. I think that me and David and Wes went out ghost hunting in Honaker. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because I was... Yeah, because I was actually in Bristol, and y'all was telling me about it, that, you know, there was a few places out there in Honaker that that y'all wanted to check out that Wes could show you, because something about they had a curfew out there in the area.
Yeah.
So y'all had to be very careful about the times and stuff, and Wes was, you know, where, you know, he was a resident over there in Russell County. He was able to go out with y'all, and y'all found some pretty interesting areas and stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
And then I also remember the time when I went to visit my mom. And I think I've told you about this before. I can't remember if I have. It's been so long ago. But I do remember one time when I was visiting my mom and Wes. And Julie and David was still out there. I don't know if they was living there or if they was just visiting like me, but I do remember one time I was out there visiting, and my stepdad Wes, he got curious, and, you know, because, you know, we was, you know, talking about a conversation about, you know, the paranormal and ghosts and stuff like that. And then that's when Wes brought up something about, you know, their trailer being haunted. And I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah.
He was
like, you know, I hear stuff and see things, you know, in this place all the time. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I was like, okay, Wes, explain to me what all do you hear and see? And he was like, well, you know, it was like, I think there's a, you know, older guy's presence in this place. He was like, you know, there'd be times, you know, I'd be back in the bedroom and I would hear footsteps walking real heavy. And he was like, you know, it would literally wake me up from a dead sleep. I'm like, oh, wow. And he was like, I want to try something. I'm like, okay, what's up? He was like, okay. You and David's here and y'all are both ghost hunters. And he was like, do y'all have y'all's, you know, audio recorders? I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know, luckily at the time I actually had my audio recorder in my pocket, and David, he also had his. So he was sitting on one side of the trailer and I was sitting on the opposite side. And Wes was like, okay, he's like, y'all ask some questions and, you know, see if you get a response out of it. And I was like, okay. And David looked at me. He's like, Josh, I'll let you go ahead and go first. I'm like, okay. And I was like, okay. I was like, if there's anybody, in here, can you please make your presence known to us? I was like, you know, we're not here to harm you. We just want to communicate with you. And, you know, we waited about 5 or 10 minutes and still nothing. And so David, you know, he decides, you know, he actually starts asking questions after that. He was like, is there a woman or child here? Or, you know, even a man? And he was like, you know, if there is, you know, knock once for yes or twice for no. And we heard a small, faint sound. You know, it did sound like a knock, like one time. And I looked at David and he looked at me, and then we both looked at Wes, and Wes's eyes got real big. He's like, wow. He's like, there's definitely something in here. And then, so, you know, I'll wait a little bit longer. And, you know, I was like, you know, if there's anybody in here, can you please, you know, show more communication? Can you, you know, communicate further? And so, you know, I waited around, nothing happened. And Wes, I could already tell he was kind of getting irritated a little bit. And, you know, he started to get demanding. He was like, then that's when he stepped in and started asking questions. He was like, if there's anybody in here, can you please make your presence known? And, you know, he waited a couple minutes and nothing happened. And then next thing I know, he demanded. He was like, I demand you to show yourself, make your presence known. He said that like 3 or 4 times. And, you know, I looked at David and David looked at me, and then we both looked at Wes, and David was like, Wes, you don't want to do that. You don't want to demand, you know, a spiritual presence, because you do that, you know, you're going to make them mad, try to provoke them, and it's not going to turn out right. You know, they're going to get aggressive and everything. And so, well, after Wes done that a couple of times, next thing I know, my right thigh started burning like it was on fire. Like it was like hurting really, really bad. Yeah, it got to the point that, you know, I was sitting down in a chair and I started feeling, you know, like it literally felt like coals on my damn leg, my thigh. And like I got up and I started beating on my leg, and Wes and David looked at each other real funny, you know, had that shocked look on their face. And then they looked at me and they was like, Josh, what's wrong? I was like, David, there's something attacking me. He was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, there's something fucking attacking me. Like I kept beating at my leg, and, you know, I was like, David, he's got to stop doing what he's doing, because, you know, something's going to hurt me. And David looked at Wes, and Wes was like, you know, he was like, Wes, you got to stop. He's like, you got to stop. It's attacking Josh. And Wes finally stopped. You know, he stopped provoking, demanding the presence. And when he finally did stop, then that's when the pain stopped going away, you know, the burning that was coming from my thigh. And I'd say about a minute or two later after that happened, I pulled up my pants leg and there was literally three red marks across my thigh. And like it's kind of hard to explain it. It was a burning sensation, but it felt like somebody was like gripping hold of my thigh and just squeezing and squeezing and squeezing.
Yeah.
And then, after that, I looked at Wes and I was like, do you believe now that there's something here? He was like, yeah. He was like, I didn't know that things like that could happen. I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, most definitely. I was like, the worst thing you ever want to do is try to provoke something, especially, if it's something demonic. It can cause intent to hurt somebody. I was like, as you had seen, firsthand, something reached out. And I'm guessing I was the closest one there, wherever the entity was at, it reached out and it attacked me instead of, attacking the person that was provoking it. It actually come to the first person that, I guess, the presence that was closest to it. So, that's when it attacked it. And, I told Wes, I was like, this is one reason why, when we were, out ghost hunting, we never provoke, because the outcome is bad. It doesn't turn out good at all.
Yeah.
But, out of all the times that we ghost hunted, I would say, and the funny thing, we wasn't really trying to ghost hunt at the time. I was at my mom's, visiting her, just having some family time. Wasn't really trying to ghost hunt. It was curiosity of my stepdad. But I guess in a sense we was ghost hunting, because we was inside of a place that was haunted. Wasn't really trying to ghost hunt, but just visiting, and the outcome turned out to be ghost hunting. I guess out of all all the years that we did ghost hunting, that was probably the most intense experience that I've ever had as far as the ghost hunting, is actually physically being attacked by by an entity that could not be seen at all.
Yeah. There's one time that I think I went out ghost hunting. Of course, this was like, it's when I went on vacation down to Georgia. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And we expanded a little bit. And, yeah. That wasn't in our neighborhood. And I went down. I had gone down there, and I think I had said something, or I was talking to you about something, and someone said something about ghost hunting, and said, "Well, there's a cemetery that's haunted if you want to go down there." And I was lucky. I had my equipment with me. I don't know why, but I just something told me to take them. When you were there, I don't really think that I really got anything.
Yeah, I remember that. You was actually telling me about that. Yeah, because you said there was a place in Georgia that somebody wanted you to investigate. And I was like, wow, really? And he's like, yeah. I was like, heck yeah, man. I would definitely do it if I was you. Broaden out a little bit, let everybody know about the type of work we do and who we are and everything. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that it was like, oh god, it was either 2000, maybe it was 2011 when I went. Oh god.
Yeah.
I don't even remember now.
That sounds about right. It was around that time.
It was okay for, going over there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's whatever. I don't think I really got anything. I don't even remember. I don't even know where my recorder's at now.
I think I got mine put up somewhere. Yeah. It's been so long, I'm like you. I can't remember where I'll put all my old equipment and everything, but remember a couple years ago, I actually listened to some of the audio that we had, because there's still a lot of audio that I still had on that, you know, on that recorder, and I tried to transfer it to actually get it on my phone, but for something like that, because, you know, it's got that USB connector thing to it. But I remember some of the old cases that we went to, some of those old ones are still on there. Even from the Sensiball Tunnel, I think I still had some on there too. Like, all you could hear was the streaming water.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I even still have one on there. If I can find it, I can't remember what I did with the audio recorder of mine, but I do remember there's still one file that I have on there. The time when Julie went to investigate, and she partnered up with me, and we went out to the old part of the Weaver Cemetery. I think it was either the old or the new part. And like on that file, I could actually you could actually hear something like somebody talking. It sounded like a creature like talking, and like you pause it, like, you know, you got to slow it down, and you could hear it very faintly. It sounded like, it kind of sounds like something demonic was following us.
Man, I think we kind of had it like pretty easy, like, you know, back then, you know.
Oh yeah,
because I mean, there was like, I mean, now, like, really, you didn't really know what to do about ghost hunting. There wasn't a whole lot of people. Like, the only thing that was on was Ghost Adventures and the Taps, I think.
Oh yeah, the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, Ghost Hunters. And I mean, that was it. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff now.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I noticed that some of the audios that we had, I noticed a lot of the times when we would be out ghost hunting, and, you know, some of the times we wouldn't even have to ask questions. We'd just be talking amongst ourselves, you know, say one or two things. And it's like, not long after we would speak, you would, you know, pick something up on audio. It's like they would wait until we would start talking, and then like whatever entity was out there would just start saying words and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, man, it looks like we're at 53 minutes. Is there anything else you can think of?
I don't think so. Unless you can think of something.
I can't really think of anything right now. I think we pretty much covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that we did the same that we did.
Yeah, we're gonna try to keep this podcast continuing as far as like our episodes and stuff. I don't know what type of direction you want to go from here with it, like, you know, just talk about different stuff, or
I guess we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, that sounds good, man.
I wouldn't mind doing a podcast while we're out. Maybe, oh, yeah. Like if we go ghost hunting or like one night or something like that.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Doing a live podcast while we're actually doing a live investigation too. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So I guess this will be the first episode of the new year, even though it is February, almost March 2023. But we're hoping to continue this, keep things on the ball and rolling again. I know things happen in life. And of course, you know, I was working at Walmart and just recently got fired from my job. And right now I'm working temporarily at a, you know, fast food, but I'm hoping to find something that opens up soon, you know, as far as something full time. But, me and Hodder, we're going to try to, you know, continue this you know, our life cast podcasting. Hell, we've been going for a couple of years with it, so you know, it's something good. I mean, you know, there's been quite a few people that's joined in and listened to us and stuff, and you know, as far as my end, and as well as Hyder's, because you know, I know he knows quite a few people too that, you know, listens in on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, I guess until next time.
See y'all.